local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And as mysteriously as we vanished, we have reappeared. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Getting started with hour two here of Pensacola Right Now. Quite an eventful first hour.
Yes.
And that can especially be said on the roads. Steve, thank you for speaking. That reminds me. Typically with Joe and Austin, Joe's not here, but Steve Taylor is taking his place. So if Joe.
For today and tomorrow.
Yes, for. Yes, thank you for reminding me. For, I should have said that in the
Joe
first hour.
Joe will be back.
Yes, for tomorrow as well. Steve is going to be here filling in for Joe. Joe's doing some moving. He's talked a lot about getting his first home. And of course, that's a big adjustment. So he had to put some time aside for that, but he will be back next week. But until then, it's going to be me and Steve rocking with you for a bit. So let's go ahead and get right in with our top three stories here. The Supreme Court is preserving access to a widely used abortion pill. The High Court unanimously ruled that a group of anti-abortion doctors who challenged the FDA's actions to make mifepristone more accessible did not have legal standing to sue and threw out the case. The ruling will allow the pill to be mailed to patients without an in-person doctor's visit, and this comes just 2 years after the court overturned the landmark abortion rights decision, Roe v. Wade.
Well, a U.S. Navy submarine is now in Cuba, which happens to be a day after two Russian warships arrived at the Havana port. The U.S. Southern Command confirms that the USS Helena arrived at Guantanamo Bay on Thursday. It said it's part of a routing port visit, and the vessel's location and transit were previously planned, so they knew about it. The arrival of a Russian frigate and a submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba, but both the U.S. and Cuba say this poses no threat. The ships conducted high-precision missile weapons training in the Atlantic Ocean before heading towards Cuba.
And the United States is investing $60 billion in global infrastructure. This comes as President Biden appears alongside G7 leaders in Italy today. The U.S. and its allies also agreed on a plan to give Ukraine a $50 billion loan for defense and reconstruction as the war against Russia continues. Biden is set to sign a bilateral security agreement with Ukraine today.
Yeah.
Last hour, our honorary top three story, our top four story, if you will, was the roads, and as a result, we're going to get into that now. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Let's see here. Looking at the roads, we had some heavy accidents on I-10 East traveling over Escambia Bay and approaching Avalon Boulevard, causing some heavy road closures there. And, of course, we have detours and people getting off on the exits onto North Davis Highway and Scenic Highway. And it looks like we now have issues here on 9th Avenue as well. Heavy backups on all of these roads because of these accidents and because of these hiccups. Also had another accident report. If you were traveling westbound on I-10 towards North Palafox Street, that has backed you up heavily onto I-110 North. That's basically going to have you backed up to Brent Lane, so be on the lookout for that. Also, it's the congestion that is running off from these accidents is bleeding into Caroline Street, heading into the Pace Milton areas, just past East Spencer Field Road, so very, very heavily backed up. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Muskegee Road, also heavily backed up at this time. Not sure what that's about. Doesn't appear to be from an accident. And then Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, you're going to be backed up all the way past Oriole Beach, all the way past Gulf Breeze High School, all the way past 3 Mile Bridge into downtown Pensacola. It is miserable over there right now as well. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, just a little bit of standard evening congestion there. And the same could be said for Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how is the weather?
Well, the weather is better than the traffic right now. In fact, I'm looking at the traffic cam that shows the area of the Escambia Bay Bridge and Scenic Highway. It looks like a few cars are starting to be let through, but it looks like only just a few cars because most are still being routed off of I-10 eastbound onto Scenic Highway. And basically, bottom line, if you are planning to travel in that direction, stay where you are and just enjoy the nice sunny day. Speaking of a sunny day, it looks like we're having some clear skies tonight, expected, low about 77, and tomorrow about the same as today, hot, about a 91-degree temperature, mainly sunny, and right now it is definitely warm. It feels like 101 in Pensacola. It's 91 degrees. Now it's 91 also in Gulf Breeze and 92 in Milton. And that's the weather.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Just a loaded traffic and weather day, yes. I swear. And then getting into local headlines, starting that off with a bang. Governor Ron DeSantis officially signed the state's $116.5 billion budget for the next fiscal year yesterday. But he also vetoed over $1 billion worth of programs and projects as well. That included about $60 million worth of funding requests for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. So, bear with me here. Some of the slashed projects include a $13 million training center at Pensacola State College, a $26 million science and engineering building at UWF, funding for a long-term behavioral care program at the Lakeview Center, match funding for a three-mile section of water lines running from Bob Sykes to Via de Luna Drive, funding for a transitional housing complex for the homeless in Brownsville, $1 million for the South Santa Rosa Soccer Complex, and $3 million for wastewater treatment at the I-10 Industrial Park in Santa Rosa County. So quite a lot of cuts there.
Well, tell us the good news, though.
The good news is that there are some ideas that have survived the cuts. $14 million for three City of Pensacola projects, including the demolition of the Old Baptist Hospital campus, airport terminal expansion, and Bay Bluffs Park restoration.
And that sounds something. Good, yeah. but we got something anyway. The Florida Highway Patrol says they're looking for information on a fatal hit and run, which killed a bicyclist about a year ago. That crash happened in June of last year when a silver or white SUV hit a 61-year-old man on a bicycle who was riding on Sorrento approaching Blue Angel. Troopers say the SUV would most likely have sustained some damage to the front end or the windshield. FHP is looking for somebody with either a windshield replaced around the time of the accident or parks and hides a vehicle with tarps or in a secluded area. If you have any information, please contact FHP.
And Pensacola police still investigating an attempted arson on West Jordan Street this week. PPD's Mike Wood says that a woman poured lighter fluid on the outside of a home and lit it before just taking off, and that there's no word on why the woman attempted to set the house on fire at this time. The incident remains under investigation by PPD and the state fire marshal's office.
Wow. Also, Pensacola police are investigating after somebody shot at a raccoon. They shot the raccoon out of the tree near the Parker Neighborhood Park recently. That's a good question. See, that person is expected to face charges for discharging a weapon in the city.
You've got to be able to articulate what you're doing. You can't just go out there and start firing your weapon in the city, target practice type situation. If you're defending your home, defending yourself, maybe even defending an animal, your dog or something like that. So each of these situations are different, and we have to look at the totality of the circumstances before we decide to charge anybody with something like that.
Pensacola Police Department's Mike Wood says there are several possible charges, but no word yet on what will be filed.
And the Alabama teenager that was attacked by a shark this week in Walton County is headed back to her home state. Lulu Gribben has been at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola since the attack, and her right leg has been amputated. She's now headed to a different facility where she will work with an amputation specialist. Gribben was one of three people attacked by sharks last Friday, and all three attacks happened within a few miles of each other within a two-hour span as well. There's no word on what hospital the girl is transferring to.
Well, thieves made off with a big haul in Foley this week. About $45,000 worth of copper was taken from a construction site on Monday night. Foley police say the brazen theft happened at a construction site near the Baldwin Regional Medical Center on North Alston Road. North Alston. Copper wire and various sizes of piping were taken. Investigators believe the theft happened between 5 p.m. on Monday and 6 a.m. on Tuesday. Police are still investigating, and if you have any information, you should contact the Foley Police Department.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Just about 5:20 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, traffic and weather update, of course, followed by state and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Spend a fair amount of time talking about whether Escambia County commissioners have done enough to prepare for and manage growth properly. A couple of key subdivisions are controversial right now. JoJo Finley is one and the other is in Motley Court. Also started a new series on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office shooter training facility and process. Had a chance to see it for myself and we'll be walking you through that process over the next few days at the 6:35 time. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Kind of came in a little bit hasty there because we got to get some early starts on these traffic updates. It has been hectic, to say the least, so far this afternoon. And it all started with accidents on I-10 eastbound. If you are traveling over Escambia Bay Bridge, traveling towards the Avalon Boulevard area, we had a couple of issues there that have caused extensive road closures, and that is causing traffic to be redirected onto Scenic Highway, and we've got people trying to take the exit to get onto North Davis, and it's just causing all of these backups on all of these roads. In fact, we have backups developing because of the backups. So if you are on I-10, you're being redirected to Scenic Highway, and Scenic Highway is getting so backed up that it is causing backups to branch off of Scenic onto 9th Avenue.
Well,
it's that bad.
We do have a little bit of good news now. I'm looking at the traffic cam there at the Scenic Highway I-10 area, and it looks like that is starting to let cars and vehicles go through the accident site in one lane. Now, of course, we have three lanes of I-10 approaching there, and everybody's trying to funnel down to one lane. So if you're caught in the backup, good news, it is finally moving. Bad news is it's going to take a while for you to get there. So just have patience.
Yes, very long while. So I hope you didn't have somewhere to be because we still have backups. Yes, honestly, in Pace, East Spencerfield Road, it bleeds all the way back to North Davis Highway, all the way back to Scenic, and so on and so forth. We also had another accident report. If you were traveling northbound on I-110, turning on and traveling westbound on I-10 towards North Palafox Street, we do have some backups there that have only gotten heavier. North Palafox Street itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard, traveling in that same direction, both with heavy backups at this time. Then it's Gulf Breeze. This is one that's been kind of a sleeper. We haven't really been prioritizing this one like we should. Gulf Breeze, if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that one is going to have you backed up all the way past Three Mile Bridge into downtown Pensacola.
Wow.
So very heavily backed up over there as well. And that has seemingly not lessened at all from what I have seen. So that's going to be very problematic also. And then it's just some typical traffic on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Steve, unless there is a tornado spawning from a hurricane, there's no way the weather's as bad as the roads.
Well, actually, if you're caught in the traffic right now, have patience, but smile, because we're looking for a good weekend. It'll be just like today and Saturday and Sunday. Basically, lots of sunshine, only a very slight chance of a shower on Sunday if you're making plans for the weekend. But for us tonight, about 77 degrees and clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny and hot again. High about 91. It's 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's the weather.
All righty. With it already being 526, we're going to, you know, just hit on the few big hitters here in state and national news. Starting with the weather, millions of people in Florida bracing for the possibility of catastrophic flash flooding. Nonstop rain has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for days now. That includes Miami.
Yeah.
Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency, explaining that an area of low pressure has resulted in widespread heavy rainfall with totals of 10 to 15 inches. The governor is urging residents in the area to seek higher ground, if at all possible, and said flooding may impact critical infrastructure in the region.
And that area is basically totally flat, so higher ground may be hard to find.
Yes.
And while we're on the subject of weather, a Northeast Florida organization is making sure communities are ready for any disaster. FarmShare is partnering with a Global Empowerment Mission to hand out hurricane preparedness supplies at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on Saturday morning. Families there will get an emergency kit filled with non-perishable foods, water, and toiletries. Pet supplies will also be available. NOAA is expecting an extremely active hurricane season, so watch out for that. It, of course, runs through November.
And three University of North Florida researchers being awarded a patent for a targeted cancer-fighting compound. The team discovered the compound, or peptoid, targets certain breast, colon, and lung cancers and stops them from progressing. The discovery could lead to significantly better patient outcomes for difficult-to-treat cancers. UNF is among the first studies to explore the use of peptoids for early cancer diagnosis and potential treatment, and is the only known university conducting this type of study.
That sounds like good news.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's a new officer in charge of security for the Duval County school system. Jackson Short was sworn in as the district's police chief earlier today. He's taking over for the previous chief, who had to step down because of medical reasons. Short told Action News Jax he's still trying to figure out his top priorities, but says his mission is to make sure students and the staff are safe. During the ceremony, the district's new drug detection canine, Penny, was also sworn in.
And the U.S. Department of Justice revealing its findings in a years-long investigation into the Phoenix PD. The almost 130-page report was released Thursday and shows the department used excessive force that it says violated the constitutional rights of individuals, especially minorities and those who are homeless. During a virtual press conference, Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the DOJ Civil Rights Division added that officers would also use escalation as de-escalation, which in turn would put officers and the public at risk. The investigation was opened in August of 21.
Well, a new poll shows the guilty verdict in New York's hush money case against former President Trump has little impact on who the voters will cast their ballots for in November. According to the Monmouth University survey conducted earlier this month, Trump and President Biden continue to draw almost identical levels of support. Just over 4 in 10 registered voters say they'll either definitely or probably vote to re-elect Biden, while nearly an identical number say they will definitely or probably support Trump.
Yeah, and
of course, interesting times we live in.
Yes, and Trump, of course, you know, there's a lot with him. He's meeting in Washington, D.C. with Republican lawmakers and stuff. And he plans to bring common sense back to the government. And, of course, this is coming at around the same time as Wisconsin Republicans defending him for allegedly saying that Milwaukee was a horrible city. Republicans either think that that was taken out of context or just he didn't say it at all. But either way, Milwaukee will host the RNC next month, so we'll see how that goes. And lastly, really quick here, the Oklahoma Supreme Court dismissing a lawsuit from survivors of the Tulsa race massacre who were seeking reparations. 300 African Americans were killed in Tulsa in 1921 when an angry white mob raided the prosperous black neighborhood of Greenwood and destroyed over 1,000 homes. So, of course, probably won't be the last that we hear about that controversy there with the legal dismissal going on over in the Oklahoma Supreme Court. 5:30, just in time for our Fox News, followed by Your Money Now when we return. Sports headlines, health, business, and science, and pop culture. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden meeting with Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky while attending the G7 summit in Italy. The two agreeing to a long-term security pact amid the Russian invasion.
A lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression anytime in the future.
Now, the pact will also see the continued flow of U.S. and other aid to Kyiv, but stop short of sending American troops. The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to the FDA's approval of a widely used abortion drug. The decision was unanimous.
The plaintiffs challenging the FDA's authority do not have standing to sue, the opinion rules. The case had threatened to scale back accessibility of mifepristone, including in states where abortion remains legal.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Tesla shareholders today voted to ratify CEO Elon Musk's 2018 pay plan 5 months after a judge in Delaware ordered the company to rescind the package, finding it had been improperly granted by the board. The vote in support of the compensation plan, originally worth as much as $56 billion in Tesla stock, doesn't override the court's ruling, but provides a public relations victory for Musk and could help his effort to sway a court to give him performance options in the future. Starbucks is getting in on the value menu trend, the coffee chain unveiling what it's called a pairings menu. It's offering a handful of options for customers. The Starbucks pairing menu offers bundles for $5 to $7, depending on what customers opt to pair with their coffee, a croissant, or a breakfast sandwich. More new closing highs for a couple of the major indexes on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 up 12 points, and the NASDAQ Composite, which gained 59, both notched record finishes now, four consecutive finishes. The Dow and
This is Zach Elba with the Sports Minute. Bill Belichick received a long and well-deserved standing ovation from Patriot fans last night as a six-time Super Bowl-winning head coach was in attendance for Tom Brady's induction into the Pats Hall of Fame. Belichick is about to start his media career with no NFL team hiring him for this upcoming season. I don't think that media career will last long, though, because I see the hoodie making his triumphant return to the sidelines in 2025 and coaching either the Dallas Cowboys or New York Giants. I'm Zach Gelb.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive two times O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey team that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We have got a lot going on the roads.
Oh, yeah.
I want to touch on this because not only did I just have a caller about it, but it's also just something that I think we had a text about earlier. If you are trying to get onto Quintet Road, if you are traveling northbound on Highway 95A in that direction, we have got some very heavy backups there that basically back you up all the way to Muskogee Road. So we do not have confirmation of an accident report there. I am not certain as to what would be causing those issues, but nonetheless, they are severe. And we have another wave of congestion if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Muskogee. So it is very long reaching backups there. But that's just the tip of the iceberg with what we've dealt with today. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, trying to come over Escambia Bay and approach the Avalon Boulevard area, we had some accidents there that were very severe, caused lengthy road closures, and now has I-10 eastbound backed up all the way to Pensacola Boulevard. And we've just got so much runoff from these accidents. Also had one on I-10 westbound that has you backed up all the way to Brent Lane on that overpass there at I-110 north. So very heavy stuff because of these redirections and people trying to get off of the interstate. We've got backups on Scenic. We've got backups on North Davis. We've got these backups bleeding into the Pace area towards East Spencer Field Road. We've got backups on 9 Mile. We've got backups on 9th Avenue. We have got backups everywhere, and then we've got Gulf Breeze. So if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point on Gulf Breeze Parkway, you're going to be backed up past Gulf Breeze, past the entirety of 3 Mile Bridge into downtown Pensacola.
Wow.
So if you are on any mainland road, you are not getting anywhere
Well, I have a little advice for those on I-10, which were the people who were stuck in that long backup there and had been there a while.
Travel with a pillow.
Well, yeah, but also I'm looking at the traffic cam, and it looks like the far right lane right now is the only lane that's getting through onto the Escambia Bay Bridge just past Scenic. So if you can move over toward the right lane when you can, you might get through a little quicker than if you're stuck in the left lane.
And if it's any consolation, we do have our typical traffic issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Steve, please tell me that the weather is in the autumn months already.
Well, the weather is beautiful and wonderful compared to the traffic anyway. Clear skies expected tonight, low about 77 degrees, and tomorrow sunny and hot again, high about 91. And looking towards the weekend, this weather will continue. Sunday afternoon might have a very slight chance of a shower, but otherwise it'll be in the 90s in the daytime, 70s at night. And right now it's 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton.
Thank you very much, Steve. I also want to say thank you to this texter here. He or she said, just got to say that that was the best update. Just got to say that last update for traffic, you did fabulously. I appreciate that because I hope I captured just how insane the roads are right now.
What a mess.
Yeah, we should get into voice acting, Steve. Moving on to our sports headlines here. There's a lot going on there, too. So we do have some MLB updates. Braves beat the Orioles 6-3. Ended their loss streak, yeah. Got Rays versus Cubs starting in about 10 minutes, and Marlins at Mets starting about 20 minutes after that at 6:10. We'll have score updates for those in Hour 3. Yeah. Also got Angels at Diamondbacks at 8:40 on FS1. So we do have some nationally televised MLB action there. Same could be said for WNBA. Storm at Wings at 6 o'clock on ESPN, so just about 20 minutes. We'll give a score update on that as well. And then we got the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3, Panthers at Oilers at 7 o'clock on ABC. Panthers up 2-0, but they're now in Edmonton, so let's see if the Oilers can get something cooking. Someone who couldn't was Dallas in the NBA Finals. They fell just short again, 7-point game for the second time in a row to the Celtics. They are now down 0-3. Game 4 is going to be tomorrow night. I am not holding my breath on Dallas winning that one, Steve.
It's do or die for them.
Yeah, and there's no how do you have momentum in that moment? I don't understand.
It has to be a miracle.
Yeah, it's just, and that's the thing. I think Dallas, even if they're trying to like talk a big game, that's probably what they're thinking right now, at least subconsciously. J.J. Redick officially set to interview for the Lakers head coaching job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's supposed to happen sometime this weekend. We did already touch on that as like a kind of like a rumor mill thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we heard about the Dan Hurley stuff, and he kept his job at UConn. He declined their offer. So looks like they are saying, hey, we'll talk to Redick, so we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
And then, Steve, you touched on this last hour.
Yes.
The greatest of all time? What's that all about?
Well, the greatest of all time has been immortalized in New England. And guess who that could be? Legendary quarterback Tom Brady. That's who. He was inducted into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame last night. Along with the honor, franchise owner Robert Kraft said no one else will ever wear his iconic number 12 jersey, and that a statue of the quarterback will be unveiled during his upcoming NFL season. That's quite an honor, after all. But again, he's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Who else?
I mean,
he deserves it.
People, you know, will bicker all day long, but at the end of the day, he's the greatest of all time. You can't deny that.
Yeah.
Some more Saints tight end news today, but not about Jimmy Graham this time. Rather, Juwan Johnson, set to undergo foot surgery next week.
Ouch.
I'm sure it's as fun as it sounds. While the procedure is expected to sideline him for a while, the hope is for him to be healthy in time for the regular season. Johnson amassed 368 yards and 4 touchdowns over 13 games last season. So, of course, best of luck to him and New Orleans there. Moving on to our health, business, and science notes here. A key report shows inflation slowed last month.
That's good.
Yeah, it always is. The Labor Department reports that the Consumer Price Index held firm in May, although it's up 3.3% from a year ago. Not taking into account energy and food prices, core CPI increased 0.2% last month and 3.4% from a year ago. Meanwhile, the energy index saw a 2% decrease.
Well, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits from the government. Numbers released today show a jump from 229,000 to 242,000 in the week ending June 8th. Most analysts had expected that number to come in right about 225,000.
And Elon Musk says Tesla shareholders are approving his $56 billion pay package.
Wow.
The CEO made that claim on social media late Wednesday and added, quote, Thanks for your support. The results of the shareholder, The results of the shareholders vote won't be officially announced until this afternoon during a meeting at Tesla's headquarters in Texas. Shareholders are allowed to change their vote right up to the start of the meeting. If the pay package is approved, Musk will still have to convince a Delaware court that had previously ruled against it, and that legal process could take months or even years.
Only the lawyers are happy. Mm-hmm. Well, gray whales that live off the coast of Oregon and Washington, they're getting smaller. So you can't say you're as big as a whale anymore. Oregon State University research found over 20 years, over the last 20 years, the average adult gray whale is 13% smaller, or about 5.5 feet shorter. Researchers say it could be a sign that the population of gray whales could be in decline. You see, smaller whales have smaller calves, and that puts them at risk of other predators. They say the decline in body length could also be an overall sign about the environment. Mm.
The times are changing, Steve. You know, back in high school, people called me a whale. I took offense to it. But now, you know, I guess it's a compliment nowadays.
Save the whales.
Yeah, I guess we're just out of touch.
Yeah.
Lastly here, real quick, before traffic weather, Lincoln has been ranked as the best major city in the U.S. for renters by Forbes Advisor, and Omaha was ranked second. Lincoln was in the top 10 for metrics including monthly rent price, percent of incomes spent on rent, and number of available rentals per 100,000 households. Omaha also ranked well for median monthly rent and was in the top 10 for number of units with on-site parking and average price per square foot. The two Nebraska cities were followed by Raleigh, North Carolina, and Austin, Texas. Okay.
Well, that's nice, but I'd rather be here.
But I think the prices has to do with like how much of an attraction you are. Like, yeah. Austin, Texas is a pretty big city. But like the two Nebraska cities, I mean, the only things to do in Lincoln is like watch Cornhusker football, and that hasn't been good in like 20 years. So, I mean, no offense to any Lincoln natives, but just an observation. 5:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. We do have some backup still on I-10, of course, if you're traveling eastbound. Basically, you're going to get redirected at Scenic, and if you're waiting for that, you're going to be backed up to Pensacola Boulevard, and this has caused runoff congestion basically everywhere. On Scenic, on North Davis Highway, on North 9th Avenue, we do have some backups on Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards I-10. Backups on Burgess Road in that area as well, and even Brent Lane. And then we've got these issues bleeding all the way over into Pace, which is where people are trying to head, all the way towards East Spencer Field Road. Then it's going to be backups in Gulf Breeze. If you are still trying to travel eastbound towards Tiger Point, you are going to be backed up all the way past 3 Mile Bridge into downtown Pensacola. That congestion, I do not say this as an exaggeration, it has not lessened even 1% since I've been watching it. So I don't even know what all that's about. We also had some issues if you were traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Muskogee Road. And as you travel northbound towards Quintet Road, we've got some very heavy backups there that push you back to Pensacola Boulevard. I do not know what all that's about. There's no confirmation of an accident, but it's nonetheless severe. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, the weather is better than the traffic. I was just looking at the traffic cam on I-10 at the Scenic Road exit area there. Traffic is getting through now. The eastbound traffic is backed up for miles, but they're only letting one lane through, and it's the far right lane. So if you're in the backup, if you can, ease yourself toward the right, and then maybe you'll get through and get home before midnight tonight. Weather-wise, clear skies are expected tonight, low about 77. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and hot, high about 91 degrees. Weekend looks about the same each day. Perfect. But right now, it's 91 in Pensacola, 93 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. That's the weather.
Thank you very much, Steve. 5:47, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes in very quickly, another quick check of the roads and weather, and some wacky stories and some good news to finish out hour two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, 550.
Sorry, the song just kind of reminded me that a lot of these people stuck in traffic wish they could get out and walk.
Yeah, yeah. I think they would walk 5,000 miles. I think they'd get to their destination sooner. All righty, 550 here. We'll go ahead and start taking a crack at some of these pop culture notes. And as we approach closer to 555, we'll take on traffic and weather. So, Steve, why don't you get us started, my friend?
Well, Bruce Springsteen is celebrating the 40th anniversary of his song, Born in the USA. He's set to release a new translucent red vinyl of the record this week. It comes in a new gatefold package and will also include a booklet, four-color lithograph, and new liner notes. The new vinyl will be available to purchase tomorrow.
And Def Leppard are giving fans a sneak peek of their upcoming song, Just Like 73. In a message on social media, the band posted a pair of phone numbers for fans in the UK and the US to call. They'll be greeted with a recorded message and a short snippet of the song, Just Like 73, which marks the first new original material from Def Leppard since their 2022 album, Diamond Star Halos. No release date has yet been announced.
Well, sad news. Late Night with Seth Meyers is losing the live band. The AG band, which is fronted by Long Island native and SNL alum Fred Armisen, is being let go in September due to some budget cuts there. The band has been with the show for 11 seasons. Keyboardist Eli Janney tells Vulture the band will be pre-recording some of the music for the show to use next season.
And a lawsuit has been filed against a hospital in Michigan by the lead singer of the legendary group The Four Tops. Alexander Morris says he was battered by some staff members and racially discriminated against in April of 2023 when he was seeking help for a breathing issue at the Ascension Macomb Oakland Hospital. The suit claims hospital staff did not believe he was a member of the group and he was placed in restraints in order to undergo a psychological evaluation.
Uh-oh.
For whatever reason. Just do a Google search, man. It was only after his wife arrived and proved his identity that the staff changed their minds. Morris says he was offered a $25 gift card as part of an apology, but he declined, understandably.
Yeah.
And he is now seeking over $75,000 in damages.
He should have just broken out one of their songs.
Yeah, or he could have, I mean, as I said, just look it up
and
match the face.
Sugar pie, honey bunch. Yeah. Well, journalist and television commentator Howard Fineman is dead, unfortunately. His wife, Amy Nathan, posted the announcement on X, which indicated his two-year-long battle with pancreatic cancer ended on late Tuesday night. He was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He worked at Newsweek for 3 decades and was regularly called on by MSNBC for analysis. Plus, his op-eds appeared in several places, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and Real Clear Politics. He was also a lecturer in Pennsylvania and the author of several books. Howard Fineman was 75 years old at the time of his passing in Washington, D.C.
And thousands are expected in Tennessee's Bedford County this weekend to celebrate one of the South's sweetest combinations. And unless you've been there, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what is the sweetest combination we're talking about?
The annual RC Cola Moon Pie Festival.
Oh!
Yeah, the most iconic duo there is.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's happening in the tiny village of Bell Buckle on Saturday. not Belt, Bell Buckle.
Bell Buckle, yeah.
The event includes a parade, clogging performances, live music, and clogging performances? What's that? Oh, like
clogging.
Like shoes.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm not pipes. I'm not joking. I thought it was like clogging toilet. I wish I could say I was joking. I was not.
Nah.
And then live music and the crowning of the RC Cola King and Moon Pie Queen.
I love Moon Pie.
Yeah. The gathering culminates with the cuffing and sharing of the world's largest moon pie. 5:55 now, just about. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, or as quick as I can make it.
Right.
Let's see. I-10. If you look behind this lovely window in my office, Steve, you will see that there is still standstill traffic as I-10 eastbound backs up past North Davis Highway and all the way back to Pensacola Boulevard. We still have those issues from some accident reports on I-10 eastbound early this afternoon. And the runoff traffic has just been redirected to Scenic Highway, North Davis Highway. And, of course, it's getting backed up on those roads as a result. Also on Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards the Burgess Road area. Also, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We've got congestion backing up all the way past Three Mile Bridge and towards downtown Pensacola. Beyond that, it's just a bit more standard congestion. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and Caroline Street traveling westbound, traveling over Blackwater River. Steve, how's the weather?
Much better than the traffic. Clear skies tonight, low about 77, and tomorrow about the same as today, sunny and hot, high about 91. And Saturday and Sunday, much the same weather is expected. Right now, 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 degrees in Milton, and that's the weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. Alrighty, 5:55 here, getting into some wacky and weird stories. Starting in Fort Worth, Fort Worth police say that a woman who drove off in a mortuary van with a corpse inside is under arrest. The 35-year-old allegedly got into the van this week and drove it out of the mortuary parking lot.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Police say that they soon located the van and its contents were returned to the mortuary service. Charges are pending.
Well, earlier we talked about the Pensacola Police Department investigating somebody who shot a raccoon out of a tree in the Parker Neighborhood Park recently, and it looks like gunfire is also in play in Kentucky. A Kentucky man's in jail for allegedly shooting his gun in his own yard. As the Shane Beal reported suspicious activity near his vehicle on Tuesday morning, police found no evidence of any suspects or any suspicious activity. Well, a neighbor then reported Beal shooting a gun in his yard. Beal claimed he was shooting at a suspect who had broken into his home, but no evidence was found of a break-in. And Beal was arrested for false reports. Get this, intoxication, which might have something to do with it, and criminal mischief.
Yeah, I'm assuming intoxication is playing a big role in this.
Yeah.
I know it said there was no evidence found with a break-in. I will say, though, that doesn't mean someone wasn't on his property.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you got the whole argument about this is America. This is land of the free. We, you know, have legal guns and we're on our property. We should be allowed to use them. And especially depending on the state that you're in, people will die on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't help but think that intoxication plays a bit stronger of a role than that script implies.
Wow.
A bit of a wacky slash good news hybrid here.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a middle school graduation yesterday in Massachusetts. That's the good news. Congratulations to the kids. I'm just kidding.
Yay. Oh.
It had an unusual element to it.
Oh, yeah? Tell me.
Yeah, 46 students were amongst this graduating pool. That probably doesn't sound too weird.
No big deal, right?
But that is made up of 23 pairs of twins.
Oh, wow.
In the 8th grade graduates at Pollard Middle School. The 46 students made up 10% of 8th graders at the middle school who are now headed to high school. That is unbelievable. I mean, we were talking last hour about how rare it is to see twins. That's crazy.
It's 46 twins. Well, that's more twins than I've seen in my entire lifetime. Well, speaking of incidents that happened in Massachusetts, like that last story, it tops Wallet Hub's list of the best states for working dads as we approach Father's Day. Massachusetts reigns supreme because of the great economic conditions for the dad demographic, topped off with the state having the best parental leave policies of any state, along with some of the best school systems in the country. And I'm curious as to how they came up with this.
Yeah, parental leave policies, I get it.
Well, what kind of a survey do they do there to get this kind of information and say, well, they're the best?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, everyone's, you know, I understand if you're talking about parental leave and school systems, right?
Yeah.
Get that. That's relatively consistent. But working dads, I mean, obviously some conditions are going to be more comfortable for some dads than others, depending on your wages and living situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Either way, good for Massachusetts. I don't know why I'm picking apart good news. a 12-year-old from New York is heading to college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Suborno.
12 years old?
Yeah. Smarter than us is what that means.
Mm-hmm.
12-year-old from New York heading to college. Suborno Isaac Bari, who attends Malvern High School and is top of his class, will be attending NYU.
Yeah.
He's been lecturing at university since he was seven.
Seven.
So even more impressive. And says that he does mathematics for fun.
Wow. I didn't do mathematics for fun when I was that age.
Congratulations, whippersnapper. I'm not touching mathematics with a 10-foot pole. Bari says he'd like to one day become a professor, and while at college, he hopes to have daily discourse with the math geniuses who attend NYU. Some university rivalry there. You gotta appreciate, you know, playing with the chip on your shoulder. I like that, Steve.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, I mean, I was good at math, but, dude, I made a point of taking advanced math courses in high school just so I'd never have to take it in college. Like, that is how I was. So doing math for fun is like speaking in tongues to me.
It's not fun.
Absolutely. Just about 6 o'clock here. You hear the outro music. That means WEAR is coming up. When we return, another full rundown of everything going on in your world today here on June 13th, 2024. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.